In Madison, the school district has two referendum questions on the ballot, totaling more than $600 million. Superintendent Joe Gothard says the district doesn't have time to wait for lawmakers to pass bills to increase state funding for school districts.
So I'm concerned that without any change, that the taxpayers are going to be looked at as time after time being required to really do the work that our state lawmakers are elected to do, and that is to make sure that our public schools are fully funded.
The state budget included an annual funding increase for public schools, but educators say it didn't catch them up from a freeze in state revenue caps. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.